I helped a little girl from one of the teachers up at school did bib. And you could just go put her in her bed. That was it. And she would sleep for hours and hours right in the day. I've had to wake her up and be school out. She'd time for school to be out, and that child would still be in her crib asleep. I would go to the teacher's home, you know, to keep her. And I'd wake her up because I'd just feel sorry for her. She'd sleep so much.
And if I haven't sleep that long, he'll take me out
two
hours.
These wouldn't ever eat. A couple
but
hours.
This one, he'll just put him in his bed, give him his blanket. That's it. my other one, you know, fall
that. Yeah,
you,
that's wonderful.
Rattling, the crib, bouncing. So I really enjoy the other one. All right, what kind of fences would they have around the house? On the farm, or perhaps where you grew up? Do they have a fence around the house itself?
Yes, a picket fence.
Now, were the pickets nailed or were they woven?
They were nailed.
What kind of fences would they have around the garden?
That would be wire.
Right. Can you think of any different kinds?
Well, we had rail fences too back when I was small. You know how you put the rail fences up, stacked up.
Staggered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that called a snake fence?
No.
They were telling me that some of the rail fences they used to use around the pastures particularly were like 8 or 9 feet high.
That was to keep the deer out, I suppose.
Do you know any kinds of wire that they use now around, or did use around the...
Well, barbed wire. We always had barbed wire over the tops of the other fences, about two strands of barbed wire.
I see. Did they...